Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And kicking this off, I have brought in with me, because I've got a few questions to ask, simply because the development of this product line fascinates me. Joining me from Staccato 2011 is the Chief Experience Officer, and that is Tony Pignotta. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope. Although, I have been, it's really easy to cope when you got a bunch of Staccatos to shoot. You can have fun coping.
That's not a bad day.
Not a whole lot of fun coping. So let's start about this now. My supposition has been since 2019, when you guys actually made the Staccato P, the original Staccato P, and the original Staccato C single stack, that you guys have looked at that and learned from each progressive model as you've come out, and the gun has changed a little bit here and there, you know. And the P, since it was the flagship then, I looked at that, and I've been watching the shape of that gun, because that one is the one constant that has remained the double stack and all the other stuff, the service pistol. The one. How many law enforcement agencies have adopted that gun?
We are at about 1,200 now.
1,200.
1,200, which is it's an interesting journey how we got to that point where, you know, if you'd asked us in 2018, you know, will cops, will law enforcement officers spend, you know, or law enforcement agencies or members of that profession choose a 2011 that costs about $2,000 for a duty gun, we would have been like, nobody would have made that bet. And now we got 1,200. Last year we sold, gosh, I want to say 13,000 guns to police officers. Law enforcement agencies.
Staccato P's.
Variety. I mean, that's the thing about all our guns are, you know, we've got C2s, T's, XLs, XTs. I mean, we've got teams that, the whole team's carrying XTs.
See, I could see that. I could see that. With that gun, if you're kidding up in a certain way, I could see carrying that gun as a sidearm, that particular gun, because that really shoots fast, flat, and, I mean, the weight is not that bad. It's not something you want to carry inside the waistband when you don't have a belt on, though. But that's about it. That's my only gripe about that gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So how much has the inner workings of the gun, the lockup, all the other stuff with these guns, as they have evolved? I'm presuming that we would measure it in sort of single percentile points, but they're significant percentages that you guys have improved on them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say we've done a bunch of stuff like improvement on the way we build the guns. I think we've built the guns more efficiently from a manufacturing perspective.
Right.
But as far as the quality of the guns, it's not like we, and I'm sure you're not saying that, but we're not, it's not like we decided, all right, man, so can we make a pretty cool gun? It's a pretty good gun, and now we're going to make a really good gun. What we have adapted is efficiency. The reason we're able to build the guns we're building to the quality we're building, and maintain that amazing quality. I mean, we're always going to make improvements. We're going to make improvements to make things cycle faster and flatter and other things to continue to have the amazing longevity of the gun. But we're just doing things better,
right,
from a precision manufacturing perspective. We got, you know, newer machines, faster operations, tooling schedules, all these different things that factor in the way we do the guns and we can do the guns, which is why our capacity has increased so much. Just putting in the fact of precision manufacturing perspective, you know, I heard somebody And I love watching social media. There's a comment on social media where somebody said, well, you know, Chicago's, you know, that's what you're going to get from those, because those are a mass-produced 2011. You're not going to get the same quality you're going to get from a custom gun. I'm like, yeah, and Mercedes is a mass-produced diesel. Come on.
Well, I mean, see, the thing is, you guys found the formula. You found the reliability formula on how to turn the guns out and how to have them perform exactly the way you guys envision they should perform. Not many people can do that. Not many people can do that and actually sustain that.
Well, to be honest with you, I think we just brought the 2011 into that space. I mean, there's a lot of people that were making dependable guns. And they're making a lot of dependable guns a month and a day. I think the 2011, and it's kind of an interesting side story, is when you start talking about like competitive shooting, you know, nobody ever considered a 2011 to be something that would be used in like a production style division because of the fact that it wasn't a production gun. It was literally a competition race gun. That's the genetic code of the 2011 platform, why it was developed back in the day, which it was a race gun.
Right.
Well, we end up taking that race technology and putting it into, you know, into what is the ultimate race, which is bad guy, good guy, you know, and the and being able to do that with a dependency level, a durability level that is just unsurpassed in that space. And it's really just taken off from there. Is you put shootability, you put dependability, durability in one package, it's kind of like the, remember how Grandpa used to tell you?
Right.
It's called fishing. It's called fishing, not catching. Well, when we go to the range, we call it hitting, not shooting. So.
Yeah. What I find really interesting about it, because law enforcement and military, they have certain things, certain criteria they have to meet. And I think there's like 3,300 law enforcement agencies in the United States. And that means you have a third of them. You have a third of them. You've gotten a third of them. In 4 years, you've gotten a third of them. That's got to be one of those things where they sit back and everybody goes, nobody's done that before.
Well, it didn't happen overnight. It literally, and as you know, in the gun industry, you can't jump out. Like say I was promoting, I don't know, a drink, you know, an energy drink. Well, I can create a marketing campaign. I can create a go to market campaign. I can do all kinds of social media postings and content and advertising partnerships and stuff. But with the gun industry, you have to do grassroots. Like we continue to do that. We continue to go out and put guns in people's hands, and we put our gun in people's hands, and we let, it's like back in the day, and you and I remember this from our age, it's like the taste test.
Right.
Versus Pepsi. We literally put the guns in people's hands, and what do you like better, Coke or Pepsi? You know, so it's literally what we have and we continue to do, and we continue to put guns in people's hands. Now, with our big facility we have here in Texas, we're going to have opportunities for people to come out and shoot and enjoy a bunch of really cool Texas stuff. And then our new rent or our new manufacturing facility is going to be cool as well.
We're coming up on the first break. The website is staccato2011.com. And you have quite the range of dealers now, don't you?
We do. We've got quite a few. We've got, now to be a dealer with us, you just don't jump on board. We're very, very stringent on who we bring on as dealers.
Gotcha.
We want to make sure.
Hold on to that thought. I was just thinking out loud in my head as I was thinking, okay, where do we send somebody to get a gun right now today? And I know you have a bunch of dealers, but we'll talk about those when we get back. Staccato2011.com. It is truly the best shooting gun you're ever going to pull out of a box and just shoot. At that price point, the kind of quality you're getting is unheralded. The only time I can have a problem, it's always the magazine. It's never the gun. It's the magazine. Very reliable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. We're talking to Tony Pignato from Staccato, which is very easy to say, very easy to remember to say. We were just talking about what it takes to be a dealer. What does it take to be a dealer of the Staccato gun line?
So we're very select in our dealer network. We actually reduced dealers a couple of years ago. We really, and I don't want to say trim the package. There's a lot of amazing dealers in the market, and there's a lot of amazing partners out there. We just we decided that there's a certain thing we look for in a dealer relationship. We don't want it to just be transactional. We don't want somebody that's just selling guns online. We don't want somebody that's taking advantage of the national marketing space without actually investing in it, with investing in their local customers, investing in that amazing customer relationship. You know, the term customer experience is hugely important because it creates loyalty to a brand. It creates an emotional connection to the brand and to the product. And we don't want somebody to just walk in and cha-ching. That's all cool in the gang. That's great, you know, from the transactional side of it. We want that relationship, and we want people to understand that, you know, it's not just about a gun. It's a gun that's made in America, and it's a gun that's built for heroes, and it's a gun that has a legacy and performance and winning and all of these things that go into this gun. And when you come to our factory, you know, you walk through our factory, it's not, I mean, there's people wearing shirts that say things like, I build the world's best shooting handguns. There's people that have shirts on our company's values on the back of the t-shirt. It's just not transactional, and that's what we don't want. We don't want, not that that's a bad thing for some people, and that's not a bad business model. I mean, people got to make money. Transactions have to happen. We don't pay our bills on hope and prayers, but we want that connectivity, and connectivity is the key for us.
Well, I've seen one of the dealers down in South Carolina, and I mean, the guns don't sit in the cases. So for those of you that are looking for a Staccato, you might want to look for, do you have like a dealer network listed on the website?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can go on our website. And the cool thing is you can purchase off of our website. We're one of the few manufacturers that allow direct to consumer purchases. You can purchase off of our website and you can actually have that gun shipped into your local gun shop.
Right.
We even allow our dealers to use our website as a network for them. And they actually get compensated for sending somebody through the website back to their retail space. So if they don't have it in stock, they've got the opportunity to be able to fulfill your need and get you service and get you the selection of the product you would like to have direct by using our website as their tool.
Yeah, that sounds innovative. Now, the other thing that has changed from 2019, in 2019, you used to ship the guns with a holster. And
we introduced the Staccato C in the beginning of 2019, and that's the single stack gun. We shipped it with a holster because it's a little bit of a trying process to get sometimes through the molding solutions. And there's been a lot of really great molding solutions from holster companies that have popped up since, you know, COVID and everything else. But we want to make sure that when people got this gun, they could start carrying this gun now.
Right.
Not because we introduced it into the market so fast and nobody was used to going, holy crap, you know, Staccato just came out with a single stack that's 3.5 inches, a carry gun. And we, you know, our 2011, that's 3.5 inches and a single stack carry gun. And so we wanted to use, all right, man, we want to make sure you can carry this and you can have this gun now. We didn't want to. Okay, well, when somebody comes, nothing's worse than buying a carry gun and you got to go, yeah, man, I got this great carry gun, but I don't have a holster. It'll be out 6 months. Nah, we didn't want to do it. We wanted to make sure we could fulfill the need then.
Well, the interesting thing now, of course, is that everybody has Staccato accessories. I'm sure it had to be quite the, in the beginning, that had to be sort of daring because you guys were, it was STI. For I don't know how many years, and then it decided to you guys changed it to Staccato, which nobody heard of Staccato. Well, everybody thought, and that's actually a musical term, and nobody was, when you said Staccato back in 2019, everybody's thinking, what are you like? You got a violin or what? What's going on with this? So you sent a holster that fit. Now the beautiful thing about that holster, though, was that it still holds true today, and we're going to get into where it holds true. But in 2019, that holster fit the Staccato C single stack gun, but it also fit the full size Staccato P because of the geometry of the top of the slide in the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, today, every holster that I own that'll fit any Staccato will fit even the CS. The CS comes in and fits that, which is really interesting because the CS has been slimmed down a little bit in a couple of other places, but we'll get to that in just a second. The third-party support for you guys has really been revolutionary. I've never seen as many people come on board with that.
Yeah, it's like I said, man, it has been like a reference to, you know, we've been very, very fortunate. I joke all the time, it's just all we had to do is just tell the story. And we had a really great product. We needed to streamline some things. We needed to make, rather than having 27 SKUs, we had to get down to 6 core SKUs and then just have, you know, attributes to those core SKUs and have a specific design for the individual products that we made that had a use and could relate to the civilian sector. And it's been very, very cool watching the popularity of the platform and looking at the impact in the industry that the 2011 has had is been very, very refreshing. Is to see how people are focusing more now on shootability of their guns. It's people and other manufacturers are focusing on, well, gosh, okay, great. How do our make shoot softer, flatter, more accurately, faster? So that's what I think has probably been the most recent response or most recent product, byproduct of Staccato's impact and the 2011's impact on the market, which has been super refreshing because it shows that other manufacturers have not seen that they don't, but other manufacturers are conscious of that. They're like, hey, man, that shoe's pretty damn good. How do we make ours like that? Can't
right.
We can. How do we make it the best we can? So it's been refreshing.
The other thing I noticed is it looks like you single-handedly saved Blackhawk because Blackhawk had been relegated to the holster you could find at Walmart, and then they came out with the T-Series for your guns, and now Blackhawk Series again. Everybody looks at Blackhawk as a serious purveyor of holsters again, finally.
Well, I think part of that is the leadership at Vista.
Yeah.
I think they've got a really innovative team. They've got a smart team over there that is thinking about things. And I think that was a brand that got a little bit on its haunches, maybe.
Yeah.
And I think when you inject a brand like that, especially in an industry like this, with some energy and some innovation and some insight and some smart, creative people, it's inevitable that they're going to start looking at needs of the market.
Right.
And that's literally is. You just have to, if you're a customer-centric company, well, just focus on your customer and the needs of the customer and have the foresight to see what the potential needs are, or what are the changing needs.
Hang on for me. Talking to Tony Pignato. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the integrity of the Justice Department amid accusations Hunter Biden was given preferential treatment in his tax and gun case.
Senator Weiss had, in fact, more authority than the special counsel would have had. He has complete authority, as I said, to bring a case anywhere he wants in his discretion.
The president's son recently agreed to plead guilty to a pair of tax-related misdemeanors and avoid jail time. A former IRS employee, however, told the House Ways and Means Committee the agency recommended additional felony tax charges against Biden, but the DOJ slow-walked the case. A top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what the U.S. Navy suspects was the implosion of the Titan submersible. Shortly after its disappearance Sunday, the system detected what was likely the sound of an implosion. All five passengers on the Titan likely died instantaneously. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Tony Pignato from Staccato. So now we come to the question. So when you came out with the Staccato C, the original Staccato C, the first year it was out, it was the carry gun of the year, right?
Yes, it was back in 2019 at the Industry Choice Awards.
Right. Yep. But then you guys decided, well, if single stack is good, what would a double stack look like? And then you came out with the double stack, and you call that the C2. And arguably, I would say that probably had to be the gun where everybody goes, oh, great, this is perfect. Now we're good to go. And the beauty of that gun, oh, look, the magazines that work with the C2 would work with the XL. And everything in between. So everything is interchangeable. Everything's great. The holsters all fit the same gun over and over and over again. A smart person would make a holster that covers, you know, most, if not all, of the C2. But then if some of the XL hangs out of it, so what? It's still held securely by the trigger guard, all the other stuff. So one holster fits all. I took some of my holsters and just sawed them off so that they would all fit. And they did. They all fit. I just sawed the end off of it, and that made it perfect. So with the XL it would fit, with the XC it fits, with the CS it fits. But then, while you guys had a gun for every niche, every need, every possible thing, then somebody somewhere, and I don't know the story of this, but you guys decided to slim down one of the frames, and you came out with the CS. What? Tell me the story of the CS.
So. Great question. The CS was, so if you look at our gun, we knew this from the beginning. I looked at our entire platform. We know we don't have, when it comes to a carry gun, we knew we were never going to have it. We had agreed a long time ago that when we started thinking about the size of a gun, we wanted to consider shootability. If you look at the concealed carry industry, there's, for a long time, I think it's changed. I think this is another impactful moment, but I think it's changed. There was a long time that everybody was trying to make the smallest gun possible.
Right.
like you were having to smuggle the damn thing. And so it got to the point where, like, when it comes to smuggling, it's one thing, but then you have to realize that when you take the gun and you should have to use the gun in defense of yourself, your loved ones, teammates, whatever, and you find out that the gun's horrible to shoot. Well, we decided that right there in that 3.5 to 3.9 range was what we felt was a good gunfight gun. Like, it's a gun that if you have to fight with it, you can fight with it. And it's also small enough to carry concealed. But we admitted from the beginning, we knew our gun was not going to be the lightest. It was not going to be the smallest. But we knew that if it came down to it, you would have a hard time out shooting our gun.
Right.
We wanted to make a gun that was convenient in size to carry concealed, but is a shootable gun. You could take the CS and go to a 3-day class and shoot 1,000 rounds over 3 days and not be like, what was I thinking? It feels good in your hand. It gives you confidence, and it's shootable. That's, I think, our marketing team what made that message. That was pure staccato, just smaller. It's probably the best marketing message I've heard in a long time. Is because it truly is. It's a 2011. It's a shootable gun, very dependable, very durable, soft shoot. I mean, now when I say soft shooting, it's not the XL, not the SP. It's a 3.5 inch, 23 ounce carry gun.
Right.
And it does have recoil. Not saying it does, but it's got significantly less recoil than its counterparts in that size.
Well, yeah.
So that's what we talked about with that, was how to make something shootable, smaller. And then we also considered, too, is that a little bit smaller grip. Like,
right.
How do we make a little bit smaller grip, something a little bit more concealable and still have that shootability? So it came around redesigning the magazine, making the magazine a little bit smaller, which in turn made the grip a little bit smaller, and there you have it, the CS. And here's what's really interesting is the CS, we thought that potentially the CS was going to have a really, really large impact on people who bought the C2. They run head-to-head, neck-to-neck. It's been really, really surprising for us as a brand.
Well, so the CS has the same capacity as a C2 with a standard flush fit magazine. It's about, what, 2.5, 3 ounces lighter than the C2. It's about 0.2 inches narrower in the grip. And that's the thing. With all of these custom guns, like with, you guys do a lot of work with Terran Tactical. When he takes a Glock, he shaves the grip. And that little imperceptible amount changes the whole grip profile of the gun for people like me. So you guys sort of executed that really, really well. And the problem with the gun is I kind of think of that gun and I know. And let me ask you this question. I've never been able to ask anybody this question. With a service pistol, why does everybody always look at a service pistol and say it has to be the biggest gun we can manage to carry? Why do they do that?
I don't have an answer. I think there's probably something to a combination of maneuverability and recoil management.
Right.
And substantial size. I mean, you think about, you know, how many operational units overseas are carrying Glock 19s.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's a 3.9 inch slide. You know, you've got 17s. It's a 4.4 inch slide. So, I mean, it's, again, I think it's from finding that perfect combination of nimble, and shootable. I think that's, again, I'm totally assuming that I'm guessing at best on what that size might ever be.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking of, you know, I look at some of these, tactical operator types, right? And when it comes to the pistol, they really get upset if they have to go to the pistol because after, you know, from the rifle to the pistol, that's a whole lot of going down as far as what they're throwing out front of them. So for them, the pistol doesn't seem to really be that big of a thing, and that's why I think a lot of them went with the, you know, Glock 19s, for example, because it lobs bullets too, but it's smaller. And I could see the CS and the C2 starting to make inroads on that kind of stuff. And I guess it would really come down to, you know, which one, it just comes down to a personal preference. But the CS, for me, is a shocking gun because I've tried the little itty-bitty guns and everything else. And just like the original, I told you when I got a hold of the original C, that was a gun that shot with big boy manners. And this gun shoots with big boy manners. It's not like it's a little itty bitty pop gun that sort of. I used to have cigar lighters that were bigger than the P365. So I was expecting the CS to be less than it is, and it's so much more than I thought it could be. It's quite the thing.
Yeah, it's been super cool. I mean, it's been it's when you shoot the gun, it shocks people. Because when you pick up a gun like that, and that's the interesting factor between, the recoil system being designed by Dave Dawson, take that manages energy, the balance between the slide and the frame, and then insert a polymer grip in that whole equation. People pick that gun up and they're like, yeah, this thing's going to have some recoil. And it does, but it's got significantly less recoil than you would think it did.
Right.
Because of you start picking up just from a weight perspective. You pick up something that small and that light, and then you go to the range and you shoot it. And, we've had people out of at the facility, they'll stand there, and I'm talking new shooters, and, we've got an optic on the gun, but they're shooting the CS, and we've got an AC zone, which is like a little silhouette, like an old-type silhouette steel target. And it's at 50 yards. And I'll be like, yeah, just nice, easy, turn the ball, squeeze, and hit that target. And they're like, no way. And all of a sudden, pow, ping. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you just hit a 50-yard target with a carry gun. And these relatively new shooters, and they do it consistently.
Right.
Just line sight, squeeze, trigger. I mean, if you can take away disruptive energy in any percentage, if you can take away 10%, 20%, 30% of the destructive energy,
right,
that's less energy I have to manage to be able to perform the function of shooting the pistol. And that's what we do.
Coming up on the next break, we'll be right back talking to Tony Pignato from Staccato. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Speaking with Tony Pignato from Staccato 2011. You guys have started incorporating training. You guys have brought, and the thing about the training that you guys bring is that your instructors are quite the people, aren't they? You have a very interesting group of pros that are working with you.
Oh, yeah. We just got such a neat group of people all the way across, because we've got departments and agencies. For example, yesterday we had three guys from Austin SWAT came up to our facility here and just to shoot some content and just running the Staccato piece. We've got Mike Bembo, who's the former one of the team leaders, actually senior directors of U.S. Marshals SOG. He's since retired. He is now our director of training for our training group.
Right.
It's deep and wide. And then we also work with, I mean, just from a training perspective, we also work with other people. You know, we've got all kinds of people that we consider to be on our short list. Just from this Beyond the Gun thing is that to come in and bring in amazing talent and amazing knowledge, to come in and just take that knowledge and allow it to proliferate across multiple audiences. You know, it's the thing about our training facility that you have here and that we're building and continuing to build out is that, you know, people can come there and bring whatever gun they want in some cases, and depending on the class, and just to learn. You know, we if you want to shoot our gun, cool. If you want to borrow one of our guns, cool. If you want to shoot your gun, that's cool too. You know, we want to be able to make it inclusive. We want everybody to be able to come there and get knowledge and learn things. And the facility we're building out here, it's actually separate from the factory itself. It's a kind of if you want to call it a separate entity, but it's going to be all kinds of really neat stuff. We've got training bays, and we've got regular just user experience. You just want to come out and shoot, and all this is growing into just this incredible experience destination location.
Well, the other thing is that, I mean, you actually, first of all, it doesn't cost a lot. Compared to other classes, it doesn't cost a lot. $400 seems to be the high end. When you get there, you're going to need your eye protection, which you need at any class. Hearing protection, which you need at any class. I would take a Staccato to the Staccato class. That's what I would do. They want you to have three magazines, a holster, and 350 rounds of ammunition. So, and I'm going to presume that if you have a class on a Friday and it rains, that you probably need a raincoat because the class is going to go on, and you paid for it. And if you don't actually take the class, well, you just spent that money for nothing. So wear the raincoat and come on.
Yeah, it's one of the neat things about it. The initial, and we're so young in what we're offering right now. We're doing what we have found, and we just reached out to the customers, just the Staccato customers first. And said, "Hey, what would you guys like?" And they're like, "Hey, man, it's kind of like the Porsche Owners Club.
Right.
They were like, hey, I want to come to the track and I want to run my forks. Now, as the training and the facility and the offerings expand, we're obviously going to have other instructors, and there may be instructors here. We've got great friends in our network. We've got JJ Ricazza, Max Michelle Shankoli, all kinds of great friends of ours that, you know, come in and teach classes. And it won't be purely just a staccato class. It could be a tactical pistol class. It could be a competition class. It could be an IDPA class. So there's, as this facility grows and as the offerings grow, you're going to see diversity of instructors coming in. And now, initially, as we just get started, kind of get our feet underneath us and really just focusing on our customers, our staccato people right now.
Right. Well, I mean, and it's the little things, too. Coffee and water is provided. Lunch is provided. You can't drink, can't bring any beer with you or anything else. And there's a 1.5 hour break to accommodate travel to and from the range. I presume you have some sort of accommodations as far as rooms or hotels close to you?
Oh, we're 20 minutes from Georgetown. Okay. And so Georgetown is such a neat town, and we're probably 25 minutes from Cedar Park. It's that Liberty Hill, Leander area. We're right in the... That's Cedar Park, Georgetown, as if you Google it, it's one of the fastest growing areas. You talk about the suburbs of Austin. Eventually, Austin's just going to grow north and just come right up in here.
Right.
But it's just a neat town. There's hotels, restaurants, great restaurants. Not just, you know, okay, man, I can go to, you know, this insert fast food chain. There's a lot of opportunities. And it's fun. I mean, you can bring your wife down, go hang out in Austin, do some great shopping, walk downtown Austin while you're training for 2 days, and you guys can meet back in the hotel at 5 o'clock and go have a great dinner.
I'm going to presume that with the round count, that there's a little, the classes are a little more one-on-one as they're going up and down the line, because they can't possibly, that's not a lot of shooting 350 rounds.
No, when you're coming to this class, as you go to level one, level two, level three, when you come to this class, it's the mastery of the 2011 platform. It's just a lot of things that go into shooting, you know, when you start thinking about basic skills. We want to be able to provide that really detailed, intimate relationship with somebody. And there's always this misconception that, you know, I've got to shoot thousands of rounds. You know, I mean, you know, obviously if I want to play a really successful round of golf, I want to shoot, you know, sub 70s.
Right.
What are we doing with those rounds? I think in the training space was like, when you come to our course, you're going to shoot 2,000 rounds in 2 hours. It's like, okay, what is it? It's literally like when I took a golf lessons, when I used to take golf lessons, and my instructor would walk up and I was just whacking away at balls. He's like, hey, are you here to make golf shots or are you just here to work out? And I was like, well, I'm here to make golf shots. He's like, okay, because if you're just here to work out and get your fitness on and swing the hell out of a club, he's like, I'll get you a heavier club. He's like, but if you're here to make golf, and I learned that from that inception, is to make golf shots. Because now I go in range, I get a small bucket, and I make 25 golf shots. I don't just whack away, you know, as a fitness thing. And I think that's the thing about the shooting. What am I doing for 350 rounds?
Right.
You know, if I'm spending, let's say I spend 50 rounds drawing from a holster and shooting a single target in a specific area on that target, well, that's 50 reps. And, you know, if you stood there for a minute and drawn a gun 50 times and squeeze the trigger, and you're talking about level one course, just in drawing from the holster, maybe it's a draw, shoot one, do a reload, shoot one. So that's 2 rounds, and I do that for another 50 rounds. I mean, that's consistently back and forth, take corrective action, applying it. You know, there's a lot to train.
No, yeah, I watched some of the videos you've done where you like draw two shots. I've seen Todd do the same thing. Todd Jarrett, world champion. Todd Jarrett, another pro. Michelle Viscusi, who is a frighteningly good shooter, and I say yeah, frighteningly she's really because she's small. But she's small and fast. She's really quick from point to point. And I see all of that stuff where you know, you guys are practicing the one and the two shots and everything else. So in summation, right, I know, and we can't really get into it because we only have like a minute left, but my information that I have is that something else is going to change, something new is coming in 2024. Is that right? I don't expect you to go into detail.
No, we always stay ahead of the game.
Yeah,
we always you know, Michael Jordan's basketball game changed from year one till the final year.
Yeah,
every championship, every game. The only way we can stay ahead of the pack is to keep going. And just when they feel like they caught us, they're like, "Dang it, they went somewhere else."
Right.
So we're always going to be innovative.
And one thing to point out, I'm supposing this: did you guys build all of the Vipers and everything that was used in John Wick?
No, we did not build the Vipers.
Oh, okay.
We did not build that. That Viper was not us. We I don't know if you're familiar, and I know you only got very little time, but we introduced that. We did that box set of the John Wick guns, which was sequential serial numbers, very limited. We only did 250 of these guns.
Right. I remember that Combat Master. That was a beautiful pistol. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to ask that because it sort of looks like you guys had a hand in it. I don't know. Anyway.
No, that wasn't us.
Tony Pignato is the Chief Experience Officer of Staccato. They've been a sponsor of the show for 4 years. It has been a crazy ride hanging out with these guys. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Find them at staccato2011.com. I've got a couple of two videos out right now of the latest guns that have come this way, the XC and the CS. CS is just a quick look, but hey, I've got to do a deep dive on that gun because that's an exciting addition to the lineup. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.